Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, we continue Where Are They Now Week with a story of triumph and tragedy in a sport on the rise. We spoke to SI senior writer John Wertheim about his piece on Michael Schumacher, Formula One's most successful driver ever, who disappeared from the public eye nearly a decade ago. Before we talk about Michael Schumacher, we have to talk about Formula One, the sport he was king of for a long time. You mentioned in your piece that it's really catching on in the U.S., and they've recently announced adding a race in Las Vegas beginning in 2023.
Formula One has, in auto racing terms, it's caught a gear. I mean, Formula One has become this very trendy, voguish sport. The F1 race in Miami was like Super Bowl level. There's a race in Vegas. This is a hot sport. A lot of this, I think, is obviously the Netflix documentary. But this is a sport on the rise.
When they get into a 200-mile-an-hour car, there's an almost fighter-pilot mentality. Anything can happen. I always think on my family.
All I do is pray for a safe race.
You need to respect the speed, but the second a driver has fear, you need to retire.
That Netflix documentary is incredibly popular. Formula One's Drive to Survive has 4 seasons under its belt and a 5th and 6th recently announced. But fans of F1 are also hungry for information about one of the sport's biggest stars, Michael Schumacher.
Yeah, there was a Netflix film, maybe 6 months ago, clearly done with the family's buy-in about Michael Schumacher. And, you know, it was really much more of a tribute than any sort of update or anything like that. But it's a wild story, and it's a sensitive story. It's a sad story. But here you have this ascending sport, and the Tiger Woods, the Michael Jordan figure of this sport is no one quite knows about his whereabouts, and no one quite knows about his prognosis, his state right now. It's really quite tragic, and it's something that it interested me as sort of a newcomer to Formula One. you know, we have this in other sports, and maybe the figure is deceased and maybe they're very prominent, but I can't think of too many situations like this where the most prominent figure, certainly of the last 25 years, maybe ever, is in a state like Michael Schumacher.
Wow. Comparable to a Tiger Woods or Michael Jordan. Tell us what about his career puts him on their level.
Michael Schumacher was absolutely one of the, perhaps the greatest, certainly one of the greatest Formula One racers ever. When Ayrton Senna passed away, ironically, you know, in a race Michael Schumacher won, Michael Schumacher really didn't merely win the race. He really became sort of the heir apparent.
Schumacher wins at Spa. And that's his first win.
This is an all-time successful driver.
Michael Schumacher is the 2004 Formula One World Champion.
I went back and did the research. They said, well, it's going to be a race, pardon the pun, but it's going to be a race among Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, and Michael Schumacher. Who's going to become the first billionaire?
It is going to be an historic win for Schumacher.
He was doing business in China before that was voguish. He was this absolute global superstar with homes all over the world, and he flew private.
Michael Schumacher's done it today, and he wins his 61st Grand Prix, and he's a five times World Formula One champion.
For a certain time period, he was as big as any athlete in the world.
I think we have to address that Formula One, by its very nature, is an incredibly dangerous sport. You mentioned his rivalry with Senna, which unfortunately ended in tragedy.
Yeah, and sort of one of the great tragic ironies of this story is that Michael Schumacher, you're right, was in this terrifically dangerous, exhilarating sport where the slightest miscalculation can have fatal consequences. This is a sport in which his rival, you know, died on impact in a race that Michael Schumacher won, and yet his condition now, his deeply compromised condition now, has nothing to do with auto racing.
So what does it have to do with?
Shortly after retirement, right around 10 years ago, Michael Schumacher went on a ski trip. He's German, but lives in Switzerland, and this was on the French side of the Alps. And no one knows entirely what happened, but he had a very serious accident, was airlifted, was in a medically induced coma, and hasn't really been heard or seen from since. And it's clearly, you know, the family is deeply private about his state, quite understandably. I wrote this story. It was sort of a delicate story to write in that I think it's newsworthy. I think it's relevant, but you also want to be empathic and you want to be respectful and you want to be sensitive to the family and their desire to sort of keep private. But he is clearly in a deeply compromised state.
In your piece, you mentioned one person who was eventually arrested for trying to sell Schumacher's medical records after the accident. But other than that, most people who know him and respect him, they're not talking about his current condition. What do you owe that to?
It's a great question. I think different people have different motivations. I mean, when this happened, I mean, again, it's hard to exaggerate what an absolute global figure. I mean, this is of 15 years ago. This is, you know, a Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, LeBron James level global athlete. And there was a huge hunger and interest in what had happened. And as you mentioned, somebody involved in the rescue attempt ended up selling their story, and that was a criminal offense. They were sentenced to some prison time and actually took their life in prison. So there was a huge desire for the public to have more information. There was a desire for the family not to have any information come out. And what I discovered reporting this story is there's a lot of whispering and speculation, and it's as, you know, honestly, as you might expect there to be, both in I visited the town where he resides, and sort of everyone knows the story, and everybody sort of has a story of seeing Schumacher, or his wife rides horses nearby, or we used to see him and now we don't. But it was very hard to get people to speak on the record. That includes Formula One. And yeah, again, it's just a sort of a deeply uncomfortable situation where, you know, he's still with us, and he's still a driver who commands, very rightfully so, a great deal of respect and admiration, but he clearly is in a deeply compromised state. There's very little information that comes out, and I think, you know, honestly, I think that at some level, people at least in Europe know this story and have left it alone, where Formula One has not had this. Formula One has always been popular.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Michael Schumacher was never really a polarizing figure in Formula One. There wasn't much in the way of a public scandal during his career. Do you think his fans in particular are so protective of him now because of his behavior before his accident?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, you and I spoke as well this week about Steffi Graf, who is a fellow German and also very close to Michael Schumacher in age. And coincident or not, they both sort of conducted themselves quite similarly, where they tried to perform at their sport and performed at this unprecedented level and had very little interest in the other trappings of celebrity.
As a human, if you go through difficult times and you can sustain and you can actually grow and develop yourself still, that is what makes you even stronger. And that's what I feel. I feel like a much more mature person, much more open, much more easygoing than I ever have been before.
I mean, Michael Schumacher was not a particularly, out there, charismatic, candid athlete. There's a story I included in this story of Sports Illustrated, this was 15 years ago or so, sent a writer. They finally, after months and months of negotiating, they finally got an interview with Michael Schumacher. They send a writer across the ocean, and he got a few minutes with Michael Schumacher while Michael Schumacher was on the treadmill. So this is not, this is not exactly Charles Barkley. And I think perhaps that's informed one reason why people are so delicate. I mean, I think at some level, people have realized that the family doesn't want a lot of conversation. But I do think you're right that the fact that Michael Schumacher in his prime was so private, maybe if this were the Charles Barkley of auto racing, people would think differently.
In the Netflix documentary Schumacher, his son Mick talks about his desire to be able to share his own career in racing with his dad.
Ich glaube, dass Papa und ich uns in einer anderen Weise verstehen würden jetzt. Einfach weil wir in einer ähnlichen Sprache sprechen. Diese Motorsportsprache.
Do you find that fans have rallied around Mick in Michael's absence?
Yeah, there's some of that. Mick Schumacher is a racer up and coming. I mean, not yet. He's not of his father's caliber, though. Who knows? He might be. But no, I think that Schumacher name goes a long way. And I mean, I can't exaggerate Formula One at the U.S. in the time. I mean, Michael Schumacher saw reference that you could walk down Broadway and he might not go recognized. But globally, this was an absolute A-list athlete. And for a lot of racing fans, not just in Europe, where Formula One is sort of which is central to Formula One, but he was very big in China, he was very big in India, I mean, I think all over the world. Yeah, Mick Schumacher has clearly picked up on some of the popularity that his father had when he was the best racer in the world.
This all leaves me with one big question for you, John. When we talk about where some of these sports legends are now, in the case of someone like Michael Schumacher, all we know is that he's alive. Do you think people, his fans, should know more? Are we entitled to that information just because of someone's success in sports?
You know, it's something I wrestled with doing the story. I think it's a balance between respecting the family's wishes, which is clearly for maximum privacy, and at the same time, I think there's, you know, at some level, there's a newsworthiness to the fact that this sport is on the uptick, and the best driver in history is sort of a topic that doesn't come up in conversation, that everybody's sort of very a fraught topic. I think the family's wishes ought to prevail, and if they don't want a lot disclosed, it ought not to be disclosed. But I do think just sort of setting out the fact pattern here, I mean, just kind of laying out the tragic irony of this, laying out the fact that as Formula One is so popular, you know, no one quite knows the status of the best driver in history, I think is worthy of a story. Athletes are part of a lineage, and when they retire or when they cease competing, they still are part of the landscape, sometimes more prominently than others. But to have somebody completely drop off is something we're not used to seeing.
Thanks for listening, and a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit si.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jessica Yarmosky, Jordan Rizzieri, that's me, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producer is Dan Bloom. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.